The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Price.
The best advice. A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. And, you know, it's a new, fresh day. It's a wholly new, fresh day.
Woo.
So it's a wholly new show.
Alrighty? Oh, right. And we're nutrition specialists with over 40-some-odd years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy owners of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have such an assortment of terrific organic, wondrous nutrients and formulas and sports nutrition, you name it. Everything is there at Alive and Well, and the great prices anywhere, and a wonderful variety and organic across the boards. And remember, too, every inch of our bodies, every inch of our minds, every inch of our spirits is in ecstasy about the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. And you are on, too. And there's lots of seating now. Lots of seating. We have this gorgeous, huge marble bar. I don't know what you can call it, a bar.
A bar?
it's a bar. I understand. And it's all there with many seats and eat in and redone the whole area. So it's quite beautiful with all kinds of choices and lovely things that you can get. And the amazing organic foods. And every day, our gratitude, it never stops growing because of the local organic farmers with which we have an alliance, a family relationship. Every day brought in the fabulous organic produce and high concentration organic juices, etc. And remember, it's used for all those vegetables and all those juices are used throughout the Broth Cafe, okay?
Is the Vortex water.
And tell us a little about that, sweetie.
Major Vortex. It gives a new twist on the whole idea of water because it comes out swirling and gurgling, very happy to run down your throat and make you a healthy human being.
Yeah, you know, when we were actors then, you remember, I think there was you all guys know we were actors. Come on, we're still actors. Okay, you never stop being an actor. But always the top directors and even our top teachers and throughout New York and Broadway, they say, always give them a new twist. You just said that. And remember, never let them see you coming. That was one of the favorite things
in the
big
coming.
Time theater. Always give them a new twist. And you said that about Vortex.
This is a new twist. This is Vortexian water, if there's such a word. But you see it as it's coming out of the spout. It's just burbling and gurgling, very anxious to run down your throat the same way it runs into the bottle. It's a phenomenal twist on water. How you can reactivate stagnant pond water,
absolutely,
so to speak,
free.
Sitting in reservoirs. And it's of course, H2O, but it's activated by activity of it.
And
all.
Free of any contaminants.
Free of any
of the
debris,
pesticides,
yes.
Any of the contaminants. And according to the National Council on Aging, if you do the right hydration with the right water, National Council on Aging. Okay, guys. And gals, what are you saying? That the right water, the best pure water, improves brain performance, gives you energy, regulates your temperature, increases weight loss, flushes out toxins from all your organs, stabilizes your heartbeat, cushions the joints, improves digestion, and naturally rids your bladder of bacteria. All of this from the National Council, this is all capitalized, on aging.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
So remember, you know what else is just always a great testimonial? Because I got kind of discouraged having little plants here and there in the house because they would die. I put some water in it and they'd be dead because they say, oh, we want to be outside. We need more soil.
That's
we need
right.
this. You can't put us in the pot. It's not going to work. Well, you put the Vortex water in and they bloom like mad.
That's right.
The plants do it too.
I'm domesticated. I'm recreated. I'm new.
And we get endless testimonials, don't we? dear. I had him over and over. And a wonderful lady also saying about how terrific she feels always the Vortex water full of energy and life. Mm-hmm. Just the same things that the National Council on Aging was saying. And, you know, Dennis and I want to tell you that, and also about the Broth Cafe and all the wondrous food choices, whatever your, we're not enforcing a particular viewpoint. So if you want to be vegan or vegetarian, or you don't want to be, or you want to have the meats, or you want to have the wild fish, or you want to have the chicken, whatever, all those choices, 100% organic, are available at the Broth Cafe mm-hmm. at Alive and Well.
And if you don't want to sit at the bar, if you want to phone your order in, you can do that. Go to the app, and you go to Alive and the Broth. You go to a broth at Alive and Well in Maui, and the menu is there. Everything is there to get your order in the way you want it, the time you want it, when you want it, whether you want to eat in or pick up and run out the door, that's fine.
Absolutely.
Either way.
Absolutely.
And we can, if you still want us to bring it out to the car, we can do that as well.
Absolutely.
So you can arrange everything. Just run in, pick up, and get out, or run in, place the order, or place the order, run in, sit down at the bar, and enjoy it.
And remember, you can still just call the 877-4950. Hey, I'm coming in for a half hour. I'm having a party, or I just want to pick up this, to yeah. that, and the other thing. We let them know at the Broth Cafe, and it's all ready for you.
The old-fashioned telephone, remember
that's
that?
Right, the old-fashioned. Oy vey. Ah, oh, don't get me on that one.
Right.
You know, but one thing we're going to get on to, again, let's start by saying Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off medication, a doctor's area. But we strictly give information about what doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. There are vast numbers of the clinical trials, and that's what we quote on the radio. And the doctors who bring this information out, okay?
And their own experience as a practicing physician over 30 or 40 years. That comes into their conversation as well.
That's right.
How they've used these nutrients time and time again.
Exactly.
And how they've been so effective all over the years.
The plethora of wondrous effects. So when you hear us report an unsolicited testimonial, they really are unsolicited. They want people sharing with us. Gary would say, you can't do this, Mona, you can't, because it would be 2 hours for all the wonderful joy mm-hmm. and all that is being shared with us about what the great nutrients that they have learned from
That's
us,
right.
Okay? And then we'll start with the first, and then he's going to hand it over to me. Okay,
here it comes. Let me give you the news. Well, there's a guy came in, a very happy-go-lucky guy, said that he had severe gout. Now, severe gout is different than gout. Severe anything is severe.
Severe is severe, okay. And painful. And
those are his actual words, okay?
Yes.
But he's completely better with the Alive and Well supplements, including the Breakstone, tea, the Breakstone capsules,
okay.
The Breakstone liquid concentrate,
right.
Whichever you'd like to use. It's a uric acid cleanse.
And there's the uric acid combination, too.
Well,
right?
Yeah,
that's right.
But the Breakstone also breaks up stones.
That's right. In the liver and gallbladder, too.
That's
it has a
right.
lot of history.
That's
and it's a
point,
wild
it?
Plant, uh-huh. The Peruvian botanical used for centuries.
It's something
piedra.
That simple. Now, I've mentioned this to several customers who've come in to get the Breakstone, but we were doing a show some many years ago with an actor who had a chronic kidney stone condition, and he would say, "Dan, you have no idea how the pain. It's different than any other pain in the world. I'm crawling across the floor, screaming in agony, and no relief." And taking the drugs and takes forever to have any kind of a relief. Well, these aren't drugs. These are all herbs.
Wild plant and organically planted
exactly.
Peruvian botanical.
And they've been recommended by holistic physicians
right.
for years.
And thankfully, there's a combination, too, of all the other supportive herbs called the uric acid cleanse
mm-hmm.
that puts that together. But it's just wonderful because the chanca piedra, they have to watch now because of the claims. But for years and years and years, it's also been recognized only for the kidney, not only for breaking up the stones in kidney and bladder, but also for liver and gallbladder, and saved my life years ago when I had
big
that
time,
severe
in
a hospital gallbladder with all plugged up and very, very ill.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran out, decided not to do the operation. That's my own decision. and did the chunca piedra, break stone, and supportive nutrients, but mostly it was the chunca piedra. In 1 week, I was completely well. The doctor was amazed and recommended us from then on to, about the wonderful, wonderful...
Yeah, he had very open heart and very open mind
totally.
About the whole situation.
Totally.
So that works. It didn't have any side effects.
Yes.
He could recommend it, yeah.
Right, and you know... There really can't be enough time for how this wonderful gentleman shared. I wish he were here right now, but it would take all day. And he said he had severe, this is his words, I'm not making a claim about anything here. He had severe ulcerative colitis for many years. And these are the quote. The condition was, quote, so advanced that his digestive tract was all scar tissue. That's what the doctor told him. He described endlessly, the gentleman, the horrible effects, had his endless pain. He couldn't swallow any food, all of that. And the doctor's scope, you do a scope down so they could see what's going on. They could not get in due to the massive scarring that was present. The doctor said, quote, he had never seen such an advanced, horrible situation. And this joyful guy... it was endless sharing, said he had been 100% healed. That's his words, not making the claim, with Alive and Well super digestozyme and digesting the food perfectly and the deglycerinized licorice, the natural plant, not a candy, in which they take the element out that raises blood pressure, which heals the mucosal lining, and the L-glutamine that the Japanese doctors found made up 86% of the musculature of the digestive tract and healed severe, and he had severe cuts and bruises and scarring. The doctor said, this is the quote, that the gentleman was amazingly healed, and the doctor said he had, quote, never seen such a recovery.
Beautiful. My gosh.
And you're using the wonderful enzymes and hydrochloric acid and digest all the food perfectly so it doesn't sit there and rot and destroy your digestive tract.
Right. And enzymes are meant to be in your stomach and your intestinal tract, not in your esophagus, not down your throat. The idea is to swallow them, and the enzymes go into the stomach, and the sphincter at the bottom of your esophagus then closes to prevent any acids or enzymes coming back up your throat. Well, unfortunately, by the time we're in our early 50s, late 40s, early 50s, the population, people generally have 70% less digestive capability, less enzyme production to digest their food. So, and it also has less effective emptying of the esophagus. Because what happens is this. The esophagus is stimulated by the hydrochloric acid and other digestive enzymes. The esophagus at the bottom of the opening is stimulated to squeeze tight shut between swallows. If the concentration of enzymes and hydrochloric acid aren't sufficient to close that sphincter valve, then all those components climb up your esophagus and burn like crazy. And they can form all kinds of different aberrations. Well, scar tissue can be a result of all these acids coming up your esophagus and burning the tissue, creating scarring and real terrible pain. So the idea is, say holistic physicians, they've been doing this for years, is to take a digestive enzyme, super digestozyme is one that they recommend over and over. And super digestozyme goes down your throat, it empties into the stomach, and it creates the right balance of hydrochloric acid and other digestive factors, which stimulates the sphincter at the bottom of your esophagus to squeeze tight shut again like it did when you were a kid. So those enzymes and the acids don't come up your esophagus. They don't burn your esophagus. They don't give you throat cancer. They don't give you all the negative effects of esophageal reflux.
Right.
It's that simple.
That simple.
Okay.
And wonderful.
And not only do you not have those terrible symptoms, but you digest your food like you never did, like you haven't done, perhaps in 30 years.
Or more.
Because it's amazing what it does to increase the concentration of the good components in your stomach, in your digestive tract. They in turn stimulate the sphincter reflex of your esophagus to squeeze tight between swallows so none of that good stuff comes up your throat.
Right. And you know, it's interesting because we have a lot of choices depending on the person's way that person particularly likes. And there's even a nice, smooth, pleasant powder that combines that deglycerinized licorice that heals the mucosal lining and the L-glutamine, which also gives you muscle strength. But remember, mm-hmm. that amino acid makes up 86% of not only all skeletal muscles, but of the entire musculature of the digestive tract. You have the two parts, musculature, and you also have the mucosal. And that those are the healers in there. And another big player is, let's remember, my hero and your hero, and the reason we have children and grandchildren, and the two Shute brothers, S-H-U-T-E, big-time Canadian physicians, one OBGYN and the other one a cardiologist. And what they learned about natural vitamin E, which saved me from that big tumor, and I had my, instead of having my uterus taken out, but they also learned other aspects which they considered critically important, that natural, not synthetic, vitamin E, dissolved scar tissue, it healed, prevented scars from being formed, burn victims. They had a large burn institute for burn victims, but also scar tissue anywhere. So a very good and helpful thing in a scar tissue situation is not to take the synthetic, but the natural vitamin E.
Well, if you take this, you've got to be very careful where you buy it.
That's right.
So many internet things and so many
merchants
other
too.
Locales mm-hmm. sell vitamin E, but you don't know if it's natural or synthetic.
Yes.
And they can say natural and give you synthetic.
That's right.
Because the FDA doesn't enforce those rules against the drug companies.
But we can educate you that way. Go ahead.
But the idea is this, and this is what the medical community always says. If you're going to take vitamin E, first of all, vitamin E isn't very important, they say. And if you're going to take vitamin E, don't take over 400 units a day, because if you do, you're going to get cancer.
Oh, such a lie.
Okay. Well, that's true of the synthetic vitamin E.
That's right.
They are not telling you a lie. That has been proven true with the synthetic vitamin E, which you will never find at Alive and Well.
No, never. And then we can teach you how you can learn that. You know, what I do, you always stress, and I love that fact that you do that, how you love the holistic doctors and their commitment to the truth. And this book was written by his name, the Paleo Cardiologist.
Uh-huh.
And he's a doctor and cardiologist, and he has all kinds of degrees. And his name is Jack Wolfson. And he's writes all kinds of reports. And one of the things he says is, let's eat paleo. His first quote in that is my favorite quote, which I always have tucked in the... Do you remember my favorite quote?
Well,
Dan, you know what you have
so
to
many
get?
Favorites. I'm fortunate that I'm somewhere on the list, but I'm not at the top.
I guess you can... You know what, Dan, you have to do? You have to make sure you take plenty of our wonderful supplement that's in there called Brain Power.
Brain Power.
Brain Power. A nutrient that supercharges the brain in no time. I'll divert and let you talk about. We got a lot of brain power there for you.
Do we ever?
And yes.
Is that one of your favorites?
I think it's one of the greatest things on the planet.
And
remember, it also...
And in descending order, Dennis or Brain Power, there's one...
don't put me in, you're making, it's difficult to make choices, or Gary's going to have to cut out the stuff that I say on the radio.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm trying to keep, it all kosher. That used to be a Jewish expression when it was
be.
Just right.
Used to be.
When I was a kid in New York, in Brooklyn, actually, then if everything was good and if it was right, it's kosher. It's kosher.
It's still there.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
You didn't take all the used to be with you. Okay.
But it's still
anyway.
There. And you never leave. And okay. You never lose the Brooklyn accent either, even when I was an actor. Get rid of the Brooklyn accent. Are you kidding? This is me. It's who I am. Neff said about that one. Go ahead. So the brain power is in from a great nutrient that recharges the brain.
Well, there are certain components. There's so many components in nutrition. There's so many intercellular enzyme functions, interactive intercellular enzyme functions that go on, which are all microscopic, minuscule amounts of things happening, which really create you, the person you are. Okay, and your enzyme functions are mildly different or exceptionally different than anybody else's. At any rate, we have a human cell. You can't see a human cell unless you have a microscope. But within that cell are organelles called mitochondria. And the mitochondria could be in copious amounts or not so much. The mitochondria content of a heart cell is up to 5,000 mitochondria per little invisible cell. If you're trying to find this thing, you could never find it. But within that activity, the mitochondria are creating adenosine triphosphate, which is the energy for the cell. And then along comes this remarkable ingredient called pyrroloquinoline quinone.
I'm glad you pronounced that because I would have to accuse Gary of messing up my mic if I tried to pronounce it.
Well, just say P.
Gary takes the blame for me. That's why he's so good and great.
Just say
P-Q-Q.
P-Q-Q. Okay.
That's what I can do that, Gary, right? P-Q-Q.
P-Q-Q in concentration again, like mitochondrian concentration do so much. PQQ in concentration works hand in glove with mitochondria and with the adenosine triphosphate and creates
cellular
what?
Energy.
New neurotrophic factors in the brain.
That's right. Okay. And we're dancing and your brain is happy. And we understand, I love the light side, and that the light side is it brings light to the brain. But we've had the people we've loved in the family before and lost them to brain problems.
And the neurotrophic factors
are
hand in glove in creating neurons, in
that's
your brain.
Exactly.
The neurons don't touch. There's a space between them, a synaptic space.
Okay. Terrific.
The synapse, okay? But with the PQQ, that synapse, well, think of it as stepping over a mud puddle in the street. Okay? There's a sidewalk, and then there's no sidewalk, and there's mud and debris, and there's a sidewalk on the other side of the mud.
I remember that a lot in New York. We did that all the time and jumped over the puddles.
The synapse is running along with the electrical charge of your brain procedure. The neuron is running along with the natural procedure of the brain and comes to a synapse.
Yes.
A spot where there's a space between synaptics, if you will. And so the PQQ makes that spark, that jump, that energizing function of all the neurons in your brain.
And you know what else? And remember, too, that one of the things that we see so much, and yes, aging, but it can have a lot to do with injury. It can have a lot to do with overuse of certain joints. We see the breakdown of the tissue that creates the flexibility, that kind of synapse and connection and fluidity within the joints, within the knees, within the arms, within the hips, any of those things. And it can really ruin quality of life and our ability to do our work, our ability to do so many things that we do. And that's why, and it's amazing to me that a nutrient, now, again, only organic, but if you were to slightly cook it, you know how it is, gets hard-boiled? There's an eggshell membrane that we've all seen years ago, that eggshell membrane inside that, which has been even recognized in a short span of time to promote joint mobility because it creates a flexibility, a flow of movement.
Yes.
Within the joints. And that's why we are so profoundly dedicated to eggshell membrane.
Absolutely. But eggshell membrane has nothing to do with PQQ.
No, it's another terrific one on its own.
So we got brain power with PQQ.
Right. And but you were talking about the flexibility in the brain. I'm talking about the flexibility also in the joints.
Oh, that's the connection.
That's the connection. You know, you don't remember what Fred Astaire said.
Okay.
Remember what Fred Astaire.
I was looking the other way when you started that conversation.
Remember what Fred Astaire said?
What did he say?
And remember, the other guy that we always love so much.
Fred Astaire said, Dennis Jones?
No.
Oi, what a routine.
You don't just do one dance.
I've never seen anything like that.
Okay? It's not just one dance. And you sing in the rain and do all of that and everything else. But you don't just do one dance. You got to do the variety of steps.
Okay.
And when you want the variety of steps, you got to do the eggshell membrane. But when you want the brain to function, you do the brain power. Both of which.
Okay.
Star
and
players.
Gene Kelly was the guy you're trying to remember.
I was trying to. Yeah, I need more brain power, dear. Okay, I forgot Gene Kelly after all this time.
Okay.
And remember what I was saying before, which again from this wonderful paleo cardiologist, this doctor writing this book about that, and his right top quote is my favorite. by Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine. How many thousand years ago?
A couple.
He wrote, and just like this doctor quotes, "Let food be thy medicine."
Mm-hmm.
Terrific. And he introduces that because he called Dr. Wolfson's Paleo Pyramid. And the Paleo Pyramid, you know how a pyramid is, the largest amount at the bottom and it gets less and less until the very top? And the largest, and he has it up and down both sides, organic, local, free range, and grass-fed. He stresses organic on all of his items. And he puts at the bottom the largest amount, organic vegetables, and organic meat, organic fowl, doesn't mean fowl, but it means, you know, chickens, etc., organic wild seafood, organic eggs, organic avocado, coconut, olives. He stresses that. So have Mona and Dennis, and even the oil from the coconut and the olive
oil. That's what I want to talk about.
That's
the
right,
oil.
And we'll get there in a minute. And he puts organic nuts and seeds, and then he said organic animal fat, organic olive oil. He does that. Organic coconut oil. Okay, and then he said at the very top in tiny amounts, fruit in season, in a few slices here and there, or some more organic berries, which is just exactly what you and I have said, right?
Yes.
And the juice is made for them.
That's
go ahead,
right.
You were going to say?
The juices, unfortunately, from fruit are like drinking sugar, so you have to be careful of the fruit juices, all right? The vegetable juices, not so much, but fruit juices have the same concentration as a Pepsi or a Coca-Cola. Orange juice, it takes several oranges, two or three oranges, to make a glass, 6 ounce or 8 ounce glass of orange juice. And people drink that thinking they're getting a lot of vitamin C. Well, the vitamin C is there, but not in the copious amounts that you anticipate.
That's right.
Okay?
Right.
So if you eat one orange, you're going to get more nutrition than drinking a glass of orange juice.
Okay, and remember, there's lots of teaspoons of sugar, even if the sugar isn't added. So I love every single day the organic green juices, et cetera, that I get over there at Alive and Well, you know.
Absolutely.
And this is how he says about his own day. I'll start with that and hand it over. He says, this doctor says, I start my day with an organic greens drink, freshly juiced, or if I can't, I get reconstituted powder, both of which we have in large amounts, I'm just saying. My lunch is a large organic salad containing a variety of greens, nuts, seeds, and olives, topped with organic raw olive oil, lemon juice, and sea salt. Dinner is more salad, cooked veggies, and organic meat and wild seafood. Organic vegetables are present at every meal, says the doctor. If organic vegetables, says the doctor, are not in season or available for a particular meal, don't eat the pesticide version, says the doctor.
All right.
Many restaurants claim to serve organic when available. Get a clue, chef. If organic spinach is not available, don't serve the spinach.
That's
good for
idea.
This guy. Mm-hmm. So he says, live well. That's his little quote. He didn't quite say alive and well. He says live well. But I think it's an abbreviation of alive and well, don't you?
He really meant alive and well.
I think Dr. Wolfson needs to come over here and say, oh, I really meant you guys. Start your day off with the greens drink. Add eggs, avocado, nuts, and seeds organically. This is just exactly what we have said so very often, okay? And he loves homemade nut milk. Interesting that he says that because
homemade nut milk.
That's right. The local organic farmer certified brings in the local organic coconut milks and everything every single day.
It's
just wonderful.
It is absolute bliss.
That's right. And he says, use the organic green powder daily and make a fresh organic juice from celery, cucumber, cabbage, kale, cilantro, parsley. And he also believes in the raw organic beet juice, which we also have, which we also have over there at Alive and Well. And part of his other love and passion is he said, eat avocados every single week. They reduce damage LDL particles. I think I heard the doctor dancing in the background. Is that what it was? He was dancing,
that
right?
That was my phone.
Gary?
That was the phone giving me a rear rumble.
Okay, he was definitely, and he really promotes coconuts are a great source of saturated fat and the acid that fights cancer, raises good cholesterol, and fights infections. So again, we have all of those wonderful things over at Alive and Well, okay?
Let's go back to the fats.
He keeps strutting that all the time. The same ones you and I have talked about. Organic coconut oil. Okay, the organic olive oil, he says the very same thing, and even includes organic butter that yeah, can be, you absolutely. Know, the grass-fed without that
avocado,
different thing. Right.
Organic avocado has a greater stability, I've been reading from different holistic physicians, than does coconut oil. So
that's
you can
right.
fry your eggs, your organic eggs, in avocado oil or organic butter or coconut oil or olive oil, whichever you want. But of the three, the more stable one is the avocado oil.
That's right, okay? Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
Then again, okay. eating half an avocado or an avocado every day is one of the most delightful.
And he says to have at least 4 or 5 a week. He says
yeah.
it's full of nutrients and good fiber and other wonderful things.
Well, that's
so
what
that
we do.
It's like every single word has been what we have said, and he kind of goes on and on, but I'm just going to conclude this here, that he says in greens powder, I start off every day with that green drink, like he said, but he says nothing is healthier than fresh green juice organically made in your own home or a local organic juice bar. Just make sure the juice is made from 100% organic produce. It
yeah.
boggles my mind, says Dr. Wolfson, how people choose to drink juice made from a pesticide produce. Concentrating pesticides from non-organic produce into a juice has devastating health consequences,
absolutely.
Says the doctor. Another option is a powder made from dehydrated organic vegetables. Just add the water, or you can even reinforce the green juice. Okay, the cost of this supplement should be considered as part of your food budget. Greens powder may be added to a protein shake and even added to a salad. We tell people mm-hmm, this all mm-hmm. the time. That's why we have such an assortment
and
of
you
the
can
organic
add,
green powder.
And making the green drink, you can also add half an avocado to it.
You can
okay.
do that. You can make a wonderful smoothie with the coconut milk.
Absolutely.
We can give you great ideas. And he says the health benefits are obvious. You're getting multiple servings of vegetables with multitude of vitamins and minerals. The greens drink is a blast of antioxidants which boost immunity and protect the heart and brain. These products alone reduced inflammation in many of my patients. I'm going to give this to you in 2 seconds, Dan, because he starts out by chlorella and spirulina, nature's detoxifier. Of course, we all were big believers in them too. The fresh algae has been on the planet for 2 billion years. Well, I wasn't around to see that, but I can trust that, and is a natural way to clean the body and blood of toxic heavy metals. Chlorella provides tremendous amounts of nourishment in addition to detoxifying the body, etc. And then he starts talking about vitamins, dear, about the Cardio Q10 right over there, and start the goodie on your left side.
Well.
Go right ahead.
Well, well, well. Look at this. I got to hand it to you, Doc. This is wonderful. Cardio Q10. He says, if you're looking to find a source for energy along with cardiovascular benefits, look no further than Cardio Q10. I don't know what he says later on, but I want to say this right now.
He explains it.
There are several forms of several forms of CoQ10.
And he makes that clear, too.
He does make that. Well, let him
read it first, and if he doesn't, then
I'll read it first, and then I'll fill in. Okay. I know it's a strange name for a critical nutrient, but don't dismiss it. At a basic level, CoQ10 is made up of hydrogen, carbon, and oxygen. Nothing fancy, just those three atoms. You see, the energy furnace of the cell is called the mitochondria. I mentioned that several times.
I think so. Okay. He's been listening to us, maybe.
Most cells contain hundreds of these fuel factories, the mitochondria. Without mitochondria, the energy currency of the body, adenosine triphosphate, cannot be formed. So mitochondria create adenosine triphosphate. And the mitochondria are in hundreds per cell in muscles or in other tissue in your body, but in your brain and in your heart, they run into the thousands, up to 5,000 mitochondria in every single invisible cell. Okay? Getting back. It goes on to say that ubiquinol is an excellent antioxidant and free radical scavenger. It often travels around the body inside the LDL particle and protects the particle from damage. What is ubiquinol?
Right.
Ubiquinol is a form of CoQ10. And cardio CoQ10 is 100% ubiquinol. Now, when you're young, you make CoQ10. Your body creates it. But as you get older into your early mid-20s and older, you stop making ubiquinol, CoQ10. Well, say cardiologists, after about 10 years of that, it's noticeable you don't have CoQ10 anymore because your heart isn't the same strength of heart that it was 10 or 15 years earlier. But what other holistic physicians say is using the form of CoQ10, the CardioQ10, is the perfect form of ubiquinol. Not ubiquinone, ubiquinol. CardioQ10 is the perfect form. It's put out by a company in Japan. And that's what CardioQ10 is. And that's what you find at Alive and Well, is CardioQ10. Because as you get older, you cannot absorb the ubiquinone, the common form. But the CardioQ10 is ubiquinol, and that form by this company is the best form that there is.
And one really important little fact, too, is the CardioQ10 is 100% ubiquinol and guaranteed, and it says that.
Right.
Whereas other things can say ubiquinol and actually mix it with lesser effective and synthetic forms.
Absolutely.
But this is not. It's 100%. And he goes on about the great benefits of that nutrient and other nutrients. Want to read some more about that? Please, go ahead.
In a study presented to the European Society of Cardiology in 2013, Q10 supplements improved survival in patients with heart failure. Furthermore, the nutrient decreased hospitalizations and improved symptoms as compared to those patients who did not receive it, who only received a placebo. He says, as we get older, the production of Q10 decreases. Several pharmaceuticals, such as statins and beta blockers, decrease levels of Q10.
That's right. The body of its ability to make that and use it.
And that causes sarcopenia.
That's right.
That causes muscle wasting.
Right, right.
That causes a weak muscle. That causes a weak heart, as well as a weak bicep
and
or
muscle
tricep.
Breakdown.
Absolutely.
Which causes kidney failure because the kidneys try to cleanse all the breakdown muscle tissue, and then they get kidney failure.
And then it also creates blood pressure complications.
And don't forget one of the main in the black box warning on the cholesterol drugs is it also causes dementia, okay, and diabetes. Diabetes and dementia.
Right. And that's
statin
because,
drugs.
That's because of the lack of CardioQ10. Okay. Pharmaceuticals such as statins and beta blockers decrease Q10 levels. In fact, statins reduce Q10 levels by 40%.
Wow.
And supplementation can prevent statin-induced muscle damage.
Right. So
those who perform strenuous exercise also benefit from Q10 supplementation.
Right. It's a form of the strength of every muscle in your body, and your heart is the premium muscle. So it's critical for a zillion things and for blood flow throughout the body, too.
But the special form that CardioQ10 is unique, okay? And it works, as we were discussing earlier, it works tremendously with PQQ.
Yes, it does.
And helping with the brain.
That's right.
Not only does it strengthen the heart and strengthen every muscle in your body, but it works with the neurotransmitter activity in your brain along with PQQ.
That's right.
And several other nutrients that you can go into at another time, whatever you'd like.
Right.
But the idea is that super nutrition creates super health.
Yes, and you know what's forgotten, Den? And we didn't forget it because we learned from the European doctors. For more than 50 years in Europe, one of the two leading nutrients that has been used, for the regeneration of the brain, acetyl L-carnitine.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a major thing. It's also a major player in helping the heart. It lovingly works with the CardioQ10. And the acetyl form passes the blood-brain barrier,
mm-hmm.
the heart barrier, and also the liver. Acetyl L-carnitine helps the liver break down triglycerides and the kind of toxic fats that can build up and cause fatty liver, etc. But acetyl L-carnitine has been a leader for brain regeneration.
Because it goes through the blood-brain barrier, Regular L-carnitine cannot make it through the blood-brain barrier. Acetyl L-carnitine is ushered in with a terrific parade of virtue. It goes into the brain and starts to activate all the functions that happen within the brain and helping to reduce the plaque buildup within the brain. The plaque buildup in the brain, they say, is not the cause of Alzheimer's. It is a contributing negative effect of brain degeneration. But the actual cause of Alzheimer's, they haven't put their finger on it yet. But they do know that the CardioQ10 and the acetyl L-carnitine and the PQQ all work tremendously. And the R-alpha-lipoic acid
absolutely
is major, major antioxidant and brain rejuvenator as well.
And he has a big report here, and I just want to applaud. You know, we thought about star players and the standing, you know, when you would have at the end of a show when you were really a star player in that show, the audience would stand up and bravo. Mm-hmm. And you could remember that forever because you are the star of that show. Well, we can all stand up and applaud Jack Wolfson for all of his reports and his dietary choices and what his teaching and what he does with his patients. And he says here about vitamin K. This is an important one, too.
Vitamin K2.
Yes, and then he defines that.
Okay.
He defines that. It is vitamin K that stores calcium in bones and teeth. Without K2, calcium deposits everywhere in our body, including blood vessels and coronary plaque.
Yes.
Warfarin, Coumadin, is a pharmaceutical that inhibits vitamin K activity and is linked to osteoporosis and to accelerated coronary calcification and death.
Mm-hmm.
Do we hear this?
Yes, yes.
Vitamin K is a fat-soluble vitamin along with A, D, and E. As such, it travels around the body bound inside the LDL molecule and other lipoproteins. Vitamin K is involved with many enzyme function and is famous for its role in the blood clotting cascade. Without K, you will bleed, but additional K does not increase clotting risk. Vitamin K is found as K1 and K2. K2 is the main storage form in the body, okay? And they say it is critical for cardiovascular protection, cancer, and strong bones. Do we hear this? And
well,
he lists here, Dennis, I would like you to read his list of the benefits of vitamin K2 right at the top, kid.
Here we go.
On the left-hand side, top of the page. The benefits.
One more time, from the top. K2 reduces risk of coronary artery disease. K2 lowers blood pressure to a healthful level. Vitamin K2 lowers inflammation. And inflammation, as you've heard us say ad nauseum, is the basic underlying cause of all, spell it capital A, capital L, capital L forever, all disease emanates from chronic inflammation. And K2 lowers chronic inflammation. K2 improves blood sugar control. K2 lowers cancer risk. K2 decreases mortality. And K2...
That's death. Mortality means death. It
sure
decreases
does.
Mortality.
That's the end of
That's
the road.
That's death.
K2 keeps calcium in bones and out of arteries.
There it is.
That's a biggie.
There
now
it
let,
is.
Let me,
applaud.
Vitamin D and K2 work hand in glove. Vitamin D helps absorb the calcium into the bloodstream, but it takes K2 to pick it up and put it in the bones. Vitamin D does not put the calcium in the bones. K2 picks up the vitamin, the calcium that vitamin D3 has absorbed into the bloodstream, and K2 puts that calcium in the bloodstream instead of deposits in your arteries and capillaries. It picks up that calcium and redirects it back into the bones. Okay? Very important.
Very important.
Bone building.
And, you know, he talks, and okay, so he speaks again about how wonderful it is to take the K2 along with vitamin D3.
Absolutely.
He personally goes for 5,000 D3 along with one of the K2s twice a day. So 10,000 a day, he says, should be your ideal.
That's what I've been doing.
That's exactly exactly how I do it. And I'm so thrilled. And, you know, it's interesting because we spoke about vitamin E, and he makes another very important point that is so often forgotten, okay? And he talks about vitamin E is a powerful antioxidant that safeguards your body from free radical damage and various chronic illnesses, including cardiovascular disease. Many population studies find that those with higher natural vitamin E levels are at a lower risk of developing heart disease. A large study, he says, showed postmenopausal women who take vitamin E reduce their risk of fatal strokes.
Mm-hmm.
These benefits from vitamin E improves vascular...
The natural form of vitamin E.
And he makes that important over and over. Improves vascular endothelial function, protects cell membranes from free radical damage, and he cites the studies, contains anti-clotting properties, defends against oxidative damage, which can cause heart disease, reduces CRP, an inflammatory protein linked to heart disease, helps prevent atrial fibrillation, and vitamin E supplements can reduce Alzheimer's disease progression.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, low levels of natural vitamin E can lead to increased bone fracture risk.
Ah.
Okay, so that's
that
even a
I
new
did
one.
Not know.
That's even a new one, and we'll explain to you. We love to teach. Come into Alive and Well. We'll show you that. How you know and can identify the difference between the natural form and the synthetic.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's another whole teaching thing, right? And he just, you know, there are just so many different things. And again, you said digestive enzymes. He's got a whole chapter on how the same words that you said about the lack of the right enzymes, how it affects the digestive process.
Well, it's a big traumatic moment in people's lives when they finally realize that they're not 18 years old, they're not 12 years old, they don't have the physical energy and the vitality and the muscle strength and the endurance, the mental capabilities that a 20-year-old kid has. It's an awakening of what's really happening in your body. And what's really happening in your body is that you stop making. You when you were a kid, you create these nutrients.
Right.
You create this life force within you just keeps you regeneration of new functions and growth and possibilities in life. And somewhere along in adulthood, you realize that your possibilities aren't quite what they were when you were 20 years old or 24 years old.
No, and he says exactly what you say. He says digestive enzymes, as he says, you can't obtain the nutrients from food if you do not absorb them. You can't absorb the nutrients if you can't break down the food, says the doctor.
And you stop
Enter
making
digestive
those
enzymes. As we get older, hello, Dennis. But he didn't say that, but he should have. Amount of stomach acid decreases, as do our digestive enzymes. The gut is the source of the majority of inflammation.
Now, here's something
and
else.
And if food is not digested appropriately, large food particles remain and irritate the lining of the intestines.
Right.
This leads to leaky gut, a situation where food and bacteria get into the body where they don't belong. Now, the immune system is activated and inflammation becomes rampant. All of this increases cardiovascular and other disease risk. People need to supplement betaine hydrochloric acid and the digestive enzymes amylase, protease, and lipase. Reflux or GERD is a made-up disease that is easy to fix.
It's a made-up disease. That's very important.
Easy to fix with nutrition and supplements.
Now,
give his last statement.
Okay.
Hundreds of times I have stopped the dangerous pharmaceuticals that inhibit acid production.
That's just what I want to say.
And started my patients on the natural therapies. My patients then enjoy tremendous results and are able to heal their bodies.
Repeat that again.
Okay. Hundreds of times I have stopped, says the doctor, the dangerous pharmaceuticals that inhibit acid production and started my patients on natural therapies. My patients enjoy tremendous results and are able to heal their bodies.
The natural therapies are digestive
enzymes.
Just what
he said, and the hydrochloric.
And the heartburn and all the complications of digestion that doctors give you antacid drugs for neutralize the acids, which is wonderful. It gives you results, gives you a pain-free existence again. However, those acid-reducing drugs neutralize your digestive efficiency dramatically. So you get further digestive malabsorption, irritation, inflammation, and putrefaction. The enzymes digest all the way from your stomach to your anus. They go all the way through every digestive procedure. But when you nullify those acid enzymes with antacid drugs, the digestion gets even less efficient, and putrefaction of your intestines and your colon and the leaky gut syndrome then start to appear, okay?
You know, dear, I know a lot of people have called you an egghead, haven't they, dear, in life?
Well, I'm losing more hair.
No, you're not. Your hair looks great, and Okay. Maybe it's the shape of your head, and maybe it's the shape of some of your conversations.
Maybe it
but
is.
But a lot of people have called you an egghead.
Well, I'm cracked.
And a lot of people have a false prejudice against eggs, particularly the organic eggs. Well, Dr. David Brownseed, MD, blows it into them, up into the skies, kicks it out, evaporates it, and says...
My head is the star of the show.
It says, other than the fact that Dennis is an egghead, says the doctor, there is no better food than organic eggs. And he says, probably no food has been more vilified than the egg. I have heard all the lines. My doctor said to avoid eggs. Eggs raise your cholesterol. Eggs cause heart disease. But I can assure you, says the doctor, there is no better food in the world than an organic egg.
That's what I say.
Eggs are the only food source that contains a full complement of essential amino acids, building blocks of the protein. Eggs are the best source of amino acid. Yet in my practice, I see many patients with deficiencies. Organic eggs are healthy sources of protein and fat, and another misconception lies on how we should eat eggs. Many people believe it is the best to eat only the white, the egg, avoid the yolk. Once again, nothing could be further from the truth, says Dr. Brownstein. Egg yolks are rich sources of carotenoids, including lutein, zeaxanthin, he quotes the studies, both of which aid the body with eye disease such as macular degeneration. In fact, eggs are the best food source of lutein and zeaxanthin. Wow. My patients I see are under the mistaken impression that ingesting eggs raise their cholesterol. Another myth. There are no rules whatsoever, okay? Whatsoever, he goes on to say about that. That doesn't raise cholesterol, it doesn't cause heart disease. Another essential nutrient in eggs is choline for brain health.
Big
choline
time.
Assists, he goes on and on, liver, kidney, nervous, and cholesterol. I encourage my patients to eat organic eggs as part of a healthy diet. I even advise my vegetarian and vegan patients to introduce organic eggs to their diet, as these patients are almost all deficient in essential aminos. So I just wanted to say, you know, we're being an egghead about that. It's okay to be an egghead. We love to use organic eggs in all of the many different recipes we have in the broth cafe. Everything's organic.
If you're making smoothies, protein smoothies, great. Make a protein smoothie. Make it with the right ingredients and add one or even two organic raw eggs to the procedure. They don't taste raw, but they give a depth of flavor and texture that's phenomenal.
Absolutely, and such wonderful and terrific foods that are there, along with all of the wonderful supplements at Alive and Well, the best prices. And remember, you can always call 877-4950 for any one of our multitudinous services and have everything ready at the broth. And you can call 877-4950 and make a time for Dennis and me. We'll sit down happily in a beautiful area, one-on-one, no charge whatsoever, but make a time.
Make a time. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you one more time
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.